The black stuff. It looked thick, slimy. It couldn't be tar, thought Tim, as he stood at the near end of the bar, closest to the front door, between two stools, sipping on a cool 50-cent draft and pondering the contents of the spittoon. The cuspidor was made of polished brass, but its sheen was hidden beneath stains and its struggle against age and neglect. And some of its contents were something other than contents.
You have to eat something, Elias insisted when his friend refused even a small ladleful of the viscous soup given out once a day.
Why? Because I need you by my side. Without you, I'll never be able to keep going.
Claude smiled for a moment, looking at him out of the corner of his eye, and almost made a teasing face, but then stopped himself. He drank a little, but vomited it up almost immediately. Gin in hand, Thelma went to the window. Day had not yet dawned, and already the heat was oppressive. Tangier was still there, as unrelenting as it had been in the Delacroix paintings her father collected in his London home, the ones that made her love this land even before she was capable of imagining it. Wafiki barakat Allah, the air seemed to chant. That was the first Arabic she learned. Allah has brought us this blessing. Light tended to soften death. Covered in a white sheet that was folded primly under her chin, Yasmina looked like she was having a sad dream, vaguely absent but on the verge of waking up. The humming of the cold storage seemed to invite contemplation and hushed tones, as if the morgue were a chapel.
It seems a fleeting death, somehow not final, said Inga, chief inspector of forensics.
Jovan didn't respond to his colleague's poetic attempt. The last thing he needed right now was poetry. People just die, and death is definitive.